Good morning, listeners. Today we continue our journey through the beautiful orchard of the Holy Spirit found in Galatians 5:22-23, which states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we pause at a branch that bears a sweet, gentle blessing, kindness." In a world that often celebrates power, sharp words, and quick tempers, the Holy Spirit invites us to be different, to close ourselves in kindness that flows not from our own strength, but from a heart transformed by Christ. Firstly, we ask ourselves, what is kindness? Kindness is more than being nice. Anyone can be nice for sure. True kindness is a fruit. It grows from the Spirit's life within us. The Greek word here, Christotes, means moral goodness, integrity, and benevolence in action. It's the goodness that goes out of its way to bless another, even when it's inconvenient. It's warmth that makes people feel seen and valued. Proverbs 19:22 says, "What is desired in a man is kindness." This world is starving for genuine kindness. Secondly, we ask ourselves, what is the source of true kindness? Where do we look to find this kind of kindness? The answer, God is the source of true kindness. Titus 3:4-5 says, "But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appears, he saves us." God's kindness is seen at the cross. He looks on in our sin, rebellion, and weakness, and rather than condemning us, he gave us grace. He offered us forgiveness. He paid the price we could never pay by sending his Son to be a sin sacrifice for us so that our sins can be atoned for and his just wrath removed from us. And the goal of this kindness from God is to lead us to repentance according to Romans 2:4, which states, "God's kindness leads you towards repentance." Ephesians 2:7 says that God saved us in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. When we remember God's kindness to us, it humbles us and softens our hearts towards others. Thirdly, we ask the question, how do we show kindness? Kindness shows up in action. Ephesians 4:32, Paul says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us." Kindness means we speak words that build up rather than tear down. Kindness means we help the hurting, like the Good Samaritan who showed mercy when others passed by. Kindness means we show patience with those who test our limit. 1 Corinthians 4:13 says, "When we are slandered, we show kindness." Kindness means we give when there is no reward. Sometimes the greatest act of kindness is simply listening, or offering a gentle word when someone expects a harsh reply. Now, it is possible to plan our deeds of kindness in advance, but often the opportunity to show kindness comes upon us quite unexpectedly. This was the case with the Good Samaritan. He had no clue at the start of his day that he would meet a Jew who he would need to render assistance at the cost to his time and his pocket. However, he grasped the opportunity presented to him to express kindness to a complete stranger and was commended by God for it. On the other hand, the priest and the Levite missed the opportunity to show kindness and thus missed the commendation of God. They would be so confident in their own agendas and achievement, yet they were oblivious to missing out on God's commendation. We too can become so engrossed in our own agendas that we miss the opportunities presented to us to show true kindness. In order not to miss these opportunities God presents to us to express His kindness to others, we need to pray to the Holy Spirit to dress us with the cloak of kindness in order to capitalize on every opportunity the Lord presents to us. Colossians 3:12 encourages us. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This is a daily activity. This is intentional. Every day we put on the cloak of kindness in order to meet the various kinds of weathers we may encounter that will require us to demonstrate kindness. Kindness is also our weakness. When people see the kindness of Christ in us, they see a glimpse of the Father's heart. In a harsh world, kindness shines like a light in the darkness. So, my beloved, let us ask the Spirit to grow this fruit in us. Let us water it daily through prayer, the Word, and obedience. May our homes, churches, workplaces, communities taste the sweetness of Christ's kindness flowing through us. One kind word today could heal a wounded heart. One act of kindness could open a door to the gospel. Let us walk by the Spirit and let kindness grow. Father, thank you for your amazing kindness to us in Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, grow in us a heart of kindness. Help us to see those who need it most. May our words, our actions, and our lives reflect your goodness in a world that so completely, desperately needs it. In Jesus' name, amen.